Rain in the valley and snow in the high country this week have been welcome signs to an area that has less than normal precipitation, and we don't receive much on average as it is. But a few days of even heavy downpours isn't nearly enough to quell the years-long drought in the region. Simply put, that means developing innovative ideas for having enough water in Arizona is going to have to continue. Catherine Sorensen, former director of Phoenix Water Services, has joined the Morrison Institute's Kyle Center for Water Policy as director of research. In addition to the subject matter, there's also a family connection for Sorensen. Her late father, pollster Bruce Merrill, was a fellow at Morrison. I started by asking Sorensen why researching water policy as part of the Kyle Center made sense to her.
The Kyle Center has really become kind of the premier forum for Arizona water policy research and really a hub for Arizona State University faculty and researchers and students to kind of engage in water policy issues. So yeah, it will be very different from actually running a water utility, but in many ways the same. A lot of the issues that are at the forefront of the research that Kyle Center undertakes are the same issues that we have to grapple with in the trenches.
Arizona and the Valley in particular have often gotten high marks for being innovative about these things. And people say, well, how is it possible that a city like Phoenix has grown? But certainly technology has been updated. You have people using water much more efficiently, but there are still obviously considerable challenges out there. Would you give me a couple of those? Maybe we can break them down as we go.
Sure. So in the near term, I'm really most concerned about the overallocation of the Colorado River and the fact that researchers are telling us that the Colorado River is aridifying or, you know, becoming more arid. That means that we can expect flows on the Colorado River to diminish over time. In a system that's already overallocated, you know, that's not good news. Certainly here in Arizona, we are innovators when it comes to water. We have a strong foundation of wise water management, but the challenges before us on the Colorado River are real. And then taking a slightly longer term view, we have some real challenges regarding groundwater management, particularly in rural Arizona, where the framework of the 1980 Groundwater Management Act really, you know, did not reach. Most of the rural water supplies in Arizona are they're fossil groundwater supplies. Once you pump them out, they're gone. So there are some real challenges in rural Arizona as well.
And of course, we're in the midst of this drought, which is ongoing, and we've been used to droughts
yes.
in the past. But do you think that is enough at the forefront of people's minds to determine how, in fact, we use our water?
You know, I do. And the numbers bear that out. The water usage per capita in Arizona has really fallen year over year. People use water far more efficiently now than they used to. And a lot of that has to do with consciousness, you know, decisions about landscaping, people moving towards more xeriscaping. I think it is in the forefront of people's minds, but I think that there is more that we can and should do because, you know, the challenges before us, they're pretty serious. We've got some tough times coming. We're in year, oh gosh, I think it's 21 or 22 of drought at this point. And we don't know if that's a 22-year drought and it's suddenly going to snow and rain again, or if it's going to go on another 20 years.
As you said, you've had this great practical experience, and there is the idea of, at Morrison, there are so many interesting scholars who are doing all sorts of research. How important is it for, you know, that research to combine with folks who are actually doing it in the trenches? I imagine when things work well and in sync, there is a lot of that. There are people coming at it from different angles with the same goal at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's hugely important. And, you know, things have really changed at Arizona State University over time for the better, in my perspective. When I first started in water policy here in Arizona, there wasn't a particularly strong relationship between, you know, those of us who are in the trenches, firing from the hip, doing the best we could with imperfect information, and those, you know, at the universities in the so-called ivory tower. That's really changed over time. And I think that those partnerships are very strong. I think they will continue to get stronger. And I think that's an important part of facing the very complex, very difficult decisions that we have ahead of us.
In order for this place to continue to grow, and of course, what's the old saying? If you're not growing, you're dying. That is about having water and being able to expand, you know, with the pejorative word sprawl that comes up. But the fact is that this place has expanded and allowed more people to live here and have a good lifestyle because we've had water supply. Do you worry about that as well? The fact that we are still a quite a spread out community. Maricopa County is huge, and yet that's not possible without water. And yet we also know we need developers. That's part of business. But then there's also, well, environment versus business. How difficult is that to navigate?
So you have to look at it in the perspective that although Arizona has grown very significantly, particularly since World War II, we really, for the most part, use about the same amount of water or even less than we used to. And a lot of that has to do with the transition from agriculture to urban settings. You know, we like to say that it takes less water to grow a subdivision than it does to grow cotton. And that's certainly the case. So we've been smart about how we've grown when it comes to water resources. And I think we should all be, you know, proud of that. But to your point there, you know, the future, though, we've got a changing climate. We've got climate disruption, system shocks, political, economic, social. You know, there's a lot in front of us. And if we don't continue to innovate when it comes to water policy in this state, we absolutely will have problems continuing to grow. I'm optimistic about it, but I think that we always have to have our shoulder to the wheel. We always have to be pressing forward.
So your dad was very, very well known at ASU and obviously was a fellow at Morrison for a while too. Is there any special connection for you to go back and do some work at Morrison?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, I went to preschool at ASU. I'm probably one of the few professors at ASU who can claim that their tenure stretches all the way back to preschool. Of course, it's meaningful. I grew up on the ASU campus in Tempe. It's a great place. I am thrilled with the work that Sarah Porter and the Kyle Center have already accomplished. I feel very honored to be able to build on that.
Catherine Sorensen is the new director of research at the Morrison Institute's Kyle Center for Water Policy.